Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, this Tuesday night at a little past 9 o'clock, what a glorious day it was. If you want to get in and yap with Norm, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number. There's no screener. When you call in, you go directly to Norm. You've got me on the line. I got no delay. You can call me anything you want. I will cut you off, however, if you get abusive. I don't think we need to curse at each other. We can curse maybe with what we're talking about, but not at each other. Life is way too short in this world for that. As here we are on this fifth day of October in the year 2010, and we're getting ready for what some people claim is going to be a massive GOP victory in the upcoming midterm elections. I don't really understand why so many good things have happened to the Democrats, or the Democrats have done so many good things over the time that we can all talk. Norm at Night is coming to you live again. I'm sitting here in my little apartment in Cat Harbin, Virginia. Tough day at work. Yeah, it was a tough day at work. School teaching is always take a lot out of you. Yes, it does. It surely does. For any of you who are interested in calling me directly on Skype when the show's over, you can reach me at 410-773-9941. You can call that from your landline, and I should be able to answer you on Skype. So what are we going to talk about tonight? I'm tired of the Tea Party. I'm tired of politics. I'm going to go into Maryland, and I'm going to vote for Steny Hoyer. Even though I have lots of problems with Steny Hoyer, I'd still rather have a Democrat sitting in my seat, part of the House leadership, than a Republican. I'm not going to fib about that. I'm not going to pretend about that. Generally speaking, I have cared for Democratic ideas much more than I have cared for Republican ideas. I mean, let's just talk about Democratic ideas. And all you people out there listening, and this week we're past the 12,725 mark with listeners. But just remember all these things. Social Security, Democratic. The rising of the laboring class with unions, Democratic inspired, Democratic followed. Supporters of common people, Democrats. Social Security, Democrats. Medicare, Democrats. Health care reform, Democrats. What have the Republicans done in the 20th century that has helped the vast majority of Americans? Internet bubble, Democrats. Come on, somebody give me a call. 347-945-6713. Come on, call up. Tell me one thing the Republican Party has done for common men in America. Well, let's see. We'll just go back to Herbert Hoover, depression. Do nothing, depression. Then we don't get a Republican for a while. No, we don't. We don't get a Republican until 1952, Dwight D. Eisenhower. What do we get from Ike? Breaking of the 1959 steel strike? I remember that. Ah, we get the Interstate Commerce Commission. I'm sorry. We get the Interstate Highway System. Yeah, we did. I guess the Interstate Highway System is a great thing, unless, of course, you own railroad stock. But we all use the interstate highway system. I'll give them the interstate highway system. And after Eisenhower, we get a couple more Democrats. We get Jack Kennedy. I'm not all that impressed with him. A lot of people say he fired up the country. If you want to give me a call, 347-945-6713. You tell me something the Republicans have done in the last 60 years that has benefited the people as a whole. I'm waiting. Maybe Richard Nixon trashing the Constitution and the office of the president. Watergate. Now, there's a Republican contribution. And who comes after Nixon? Why, we get Gerald Ford. There's nothing the matter with Gerald Ford. There was nothing good about Gerald Ford. He was a decent, honest guy. Of course, he pardoned Richard Nixon. But he was a decent, honest guy. Then Jimmy Carter becomes president of the United States. So many people look at Jimmy Carter as one of the most horrible presidents who ever was. But a really interesting question is, if Ronald Reagan had been president when the hostages were taken, would any of them be alive? Or would they all have died in Tehran? Tehran, I'm sorry. I never realized, in fact, it's just a little offshoot, I never realized that it snows in Tehran. That was quite a shocker to me. Let me see if I got anything going in the chat room. Well, Norm at Night, we got nobody in the chat room. That's kind of sad. Well, let's go back. Maybe I got nobody listening tonight. And I'm just talking to that general world. If you want to call up and join with me and give me a Republican contribution that's helped the vast majority of citizens in these United States of America, you just give me a call, 347-945-6713. Maybe we can find something in the Bush administration, not the father, the son. Well, we have a stolen election. We had an election that made us look like a third world country. We have an election where the election's decided in a state where one of the candidates' brothers is the governor, and then a court decides the case where five of the guys on the court that decides it were put there by the guy who wins the case, his father, while he was the president of the United States. Or by his predecessor. Really, you know, it really came down to a doubt. Amazing. We look like a third world country. Well, maybe we can ask New Orleans what George Bush gave to them. As another, maybe, you know, Louisiana, what did you get from George Bush? Haley Barbour. You know, your governor down there in Mississippi, what do you all get? And of course, it always amazes me the way these guys who say that the federal government's too big and the federal government spends too much money, as soon as something bad happens to them, they all got their hands out. But if you think there's something different about that, 347-945 6713, you can give me a call. I'll be glad to put you on. I got five lines open right now. Boy, things are real quiet out there, but somehow this isn't what I really wanted to talk about tonight. Officially, the topic for conversation this evening is Facebook. Over 500 million subscribers worldwide. It's almost twice as big as the population of the United States of America. All on Facebook. What is the attraction of Facebook? I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm almost just finished with a book called The Facebook Effect. And I'm trying to, I always forget the author.
An exquisite sense of just how far to push.
I'm trying to find out. I'm going to my Audible. Oh, The Facebook Effect, The Inside Story of the Company That Changed the World by David Kirkpatrick. A fascinating fascinating story, at least in the book form. Excuse me. So what do you all think of Mark Zuckerberg, the guy that makes Facebook? I think he's, I don't know if he's 26 yet. I'm pretty sure he's only 25. How many of you are on Facebook? What are the things you do on Facebook? Give us a call, 347-945-6713. Tell us why you're on Facebook. Tell us what the fascination of Farmville is. Tell us what the fascination of Mafia Wars is. Tell us why you use Facebook. Yeah, Norman Knight's on Facebook. Yes, I am, though you won't find me as Norman Knight. You find me as Norman Constantine, and you will find me on the book. Well, when you want to talk about Facebook, you know the numbers, guys. We got 45 minutes remaining. I don't know if I'm going to make it the whole way. If I don't get some callers here, I don't want to be talking to myself. So do you think Facebook's a good thing or a bad thing? Should people use Facebook? I think they should. I think they absolutely should. Excuse me. I was wondering what would happen if I made a Facebook group for all of the classes that I teach. Now, that would be an interesting idea, I think. Yeah, I haven't eaten my dinner yet. It's sitting there in the other room. Well, when you're ready to talk about Facebook, you know the number. I'm going to read you some things about Mark Zuckerberg. Let me go find them. What do you know about Mark Zuckerberg? Still nobody in the chat room. That sucks. Okay. Here's a question. Does Zuckerberg have what it takes? I don't know, to be a leader. Is he a leader of the corporation of Facebook? I don't know how you can call him anything but a leader. He's refused to give up control. He's created a vision. He's given those around him the opportunity to make that vision. And here's an interesting question, and I'm going to give you some answers. Does Zuckerberg have to develop an outside game to be an effective leader of his fast-growing company? I don't know. I don't know. Here's one answer. Zuckerberg rightly focuses on the inside game. The answer, Mark Zuckerberg is the image of Facebook, and in some manner, he represents every Facebook employee. He appears to be friendly and reserved, and by not changing who he is, he leads authentically. Now, there is a very interesting statement. He appears to be friendly and reserved, and by not changing who he leads authentically. 347-945-6713. I'd love to hear what you think leading authentically is. I'm just writing something down here. Again, the statement, quote, by not changing who he leads authentically, unquote. Now, the article goes on to say, making even minor adjustments to influence his perception outside his organization might send an unwanted ripple through the entire company. Mark Zuckerberg is a clear example of a leader who is able to maintain a culture within a company that is not dependent on outside perception. If he is able to maintain a healthy organizational culture and successfully run his company, then Facebook employees are probably not concerned with the outside perception of the company or its leader. Now, should a company be concerned with the outside perception of that company? It's interesting. I think it should be in terms of the product itself. Facebook is selling its product. Of that, there is no question. Zuckerman, the article goes on to say, Zuckerberg's privacy may have resulted in unwanted media attention. Still got nobody on the line. But neither the core values of Facebook or his effectiveness of a leader have been negatively influenced. Okay. Another guy goes on to say, this is from, this is actually out of West Point, the U.S. Military Academy. Mark Zuckerberg is the face of Facebook. Avoiding the public and press attention does not mean that a leader needs to develop a better outside game in order to be effective. Effective leadership is about positive interpersonal influence directed towards a goal, not levels of media interaction. Wow. Let's read that again. Effective leadership is about positive interpersonal influence directed towards a goal, not levels of media interaction. Mark Zuckerberg's feelings about public opinion are not secret to Facebook's success. The very purpose of Facebook is to keep people informed about each other, not about Mark Zuckerberg. And he seems to be leading the organization effectively. His focus is on his inside game of continually making Facebook better every day, which he seems to be doing quite well. Perhaps the best outside game is a good inside game. But let's take this statement now. Effective leadership. I'm trying to write this down. Effective leadership is about positive interpersonal interaction directed towards a goal, not levels of media interaction. I think that sums it up in a nutshell. That's what good leadership is. Maybe if we had the people on Capitol Hill and the people in the White House thinking about leadership in this term or way, we might have a whole different kind of game going on in Washington, D.C. I thought this was great stuff. Okay, now here's an interesting thing. The top of 13 cadets and 4 instructors from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point take on the weekly on leadership questions. Who better to explore the areas of leadership than members of the Long Gray Line? Wow. I guess we have to think about men leading men into battle. Is that where the best of us comes out? When we're on the field of battle, trying to kill each other for supremacy? I don't know. I don't see that. Remember, 347-945-6713. I got no callers yet. Oh, here's some more attitudes. Here's a scholar. Michael Maccabee, he's the author of The Leaders We Need and What Makes Us Follow. Oh, here's a very interesting, you younger generation people. Listen to this, quote, Mark Zuckerberg, this is again This is from Michael Maccabee. Mark Zuckerberg has become the poster boy of the most connected and least related generation in history. With the your generation, by this guy, Mr. Maccabee, has been called the most connected and least related generation in history. He goes on. With the contributions of Harvard classmates, he built a hugely successful business that facilitates this connectivity. With his $100 million contribution to a Newark school system, he has begun to polish an image tarnished by the Social Network film. He has strengthened his management by partnering with Sheryl Sandberg, who brought with her to Facebook experienced personnel from Google. Now, that leads to an interesting conversation. Yesterday, I was at a conference, and it was claimed that Facebook was out hitting Google for the first two quarters of the year. I found that to be a little hard to believe, but waiting until I got back to school this morning, I unleashed my pack of eighth graders on the question, was Facebook indeed out hitting Google? Interestingly enough, the answer was there was a time, however brief, but there was a time when Facebook was out-hitting Google. According to Christian Science Monitor and various other sources, that time lasted for about 1 week. And then the disparity was replaced. The really scary thing, folks, is not that Facebook was a little ahead of Google or Google was ahead of Facebook, but that 15% of all visits on the internet are made to either Facebook or Google. That's dangerous. But back to Zuckerberg. In the past, Zuckerberg's relationships with his colleagues proved fragile. He lost a number of people who helped build the company. His challenge is to retain and enlarge a talented team, develop his business, and beat the competition. You know what? The guy's got over $7 billion. The company is massive and giant. He lost a number of people because they didn't fit in with his vision of Facebook. Read the Facebook Effect by Kilpatrick. It's a recurring theme throughout the story. Nobody understood his vision, and he held his ground, and he almost single-handedly built that company. Now, Maccabee claims that to continue to grow, he will have to clarify his philosophy of leadership and convinces people that he can be trusted to practice it. He must articulate the purpose of Facebook, the practical values that are necessary to achieve that purpose, the ethical and moral reasoning that will guide his decisions, and the way results will be described and measured. The kinds of people Zuckerberg needs on his team will, of course, hope to get rich, but they will be motivated creatively because they are inspired by their leader and his purpose. That sounds like claptrap to me. What do you think? 347-945-6713. We're talking Facebook. Hey, the cult's in the chat room. Go ahead, cult. You're on with Norm. Hello? Go ahead, Colt. Oh, God, I keep doing it wrong. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Colt. You're on with Norm.
Okay, you can hear me now, huh?
Yeah, well, no, I kept clicking the phone number in my switchboard rather than put you on the air.
Oh, yeah,
we're talking Facebook tonight. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I'm usually about a year behind on movies, so.
Oh, they gotta come to cable, huh?
Yeah. Or Netflix, one or the other.
I just finished reading The Facebook Effect by some guy named Kirkpatrick, and I really liked it. I was really impressed by Zuckerberg. I've just been reading some stuff that they wrote about him in the Washington Post, and, well, I don't know. Some of them are not too impressed. They don't think he's much of a leader. I mean, he's only made $7 billion.
Yeah.
He's kept the company in private hands.
We'll find out what it's worth when it goes public. Everybody's waiting for that.
Well, it's not going to go public.
Well, we don't know that.
Why should it?
Why not?
Because then Zuckerberg loses it.
Well, he's got, you know, within the inner organization, there are, of course, shareholders. And you notice how they estimate the cost or the, you know, whatever the value of the shares are. And they keep doing splits. And, it just keeps accelerating. In fact, the shares are being sold. they have these other networks set up, exchanges, where they are selling shares as if they were worth, you know, whatever the price is. And so an actual market has developed, and my understanding is that if it does go public, that these shares that people are buying and trading will actually become the real thing. So, because there's real money involved in the process now. So,
Microsoft offered him $7 billion for it.
Yeah, well, so, yeah.
And he said no.
Right. Yeah, well, I think I would probably have done the same thing.
He was 19 years old. Nothing was even working. Nobody was sure what Facebook even was. Somebody offered him $10 million for it. He said no.
Yeah, well, the thing we know now is that Facebook is capable of making money. It is actually producing income at this point in time. And the other related companies, Zynga is making money. Twitter is
making tons of money.
Right, Twitter is not profitable yet, and nobody's quite figured out what the hell to do with it.
I love Twitter. I love
Yeah, well,
Twitter.
They have to figure out, you know, there has to be, it needs work yet. You know, they haven't quite figured it out, so. But you were talking about Zuckerman. I haven't read the book, so I don't have that information, but, I'm wondering, though, if he can be or maybe is already, you know, the type of hands-on CEO like a Steve Jobs or...
he's absolutely hands-on.
You know, because Jobs is Apple at this point in time.
Zuckerberg is Facebook.
Right, you know. But,
at
you
least
know,
according to the Facebook effect.
Right.
It was a great book.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, he's not as public as Jobs, you know. But see, Jobs has to be. He has a public company. You know, he's got shareholders. He's got bondholders. He's got, you know, he introduces every product. You know, he's a public figure. And you know, people love him, you know, because one, I don't know if you're aware, but I'm not sure if it's still true, but there was a point where Apple had a larger market cap than ExxonMobil, making it, by market cap, the biggest company in the world. And I know
what
that
is a market cap?
That means the value of your shares.
It cannot have been worth more than Microsoft.
Oh, hell yes. Microsoft is nowhere. Microsoft has not been moving much at all. In fact, of the major companies, they're actually down around 20% this year. Microsoft hasn't. They aren't keeping pace with anybody.
Well, I didn't know that Bing stands for because it's not Google. I thought that was kind of cute.
Hmm. Yeah, Google is, you know, I have to say that the product, for my purposes, has gone down in quality. I mean, just the search engine. It's become too commercial-oriented. It's just taken me a long time to get what I used to get immediately. And the image search is absolutely worthless. It brings up all kinds of crap, and I have no idea why it's there. I mean, I try to, you know, get my searches down and modify them to the point where it should be a very specific search, and it does not work. So Google, I mean, I'm looking for other sources. I don't use Google even half as much as I used to.
Well, what do you use instead?
Well, I've been trying the other ones. They haven't been all that much better.
Well, most of them are. They're all worse.
Well,
I mean,
they're all. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, if I'm looking for a, a particular paper or article that was written, you know, I know I'm going to get a whole lot of crap before I get to it. And by crap, I mean pseudo-advertising. So I not only have all the ads that run down the right side, but then everything that comes in there, you know, is clearly, you know, paid for. And then the tracking cookies, I think most of us aren't real happy with that bullshit either.
I don't know why.
Well, Google is everywhere, you know what I mean? If I do a research on diabetes or something, you know,
uh-huh,
every other application I use is going to have related ads. They're just constantly following me everywhere, you know. It's ridiculous. You know, but what I do clear out the cookies, though, usually about every other week or so. Just wipe them.
Marks a couple of clicks. You can do that every day if you want.
Well, you could, you know, but I mean, it takes me a while. Because I hate having, you know, I have to restore the ones that I actually want. You know, you have to go back through and do that, you know. So, you know, but I get rid of the cookies just because they're clearly slowing everything down, and especially on Facebook. Think how many times I'm waiting for a page only because of the damn ads.
I'm not sure you wait because of the ads.
I see it. I think it is the ads.
There's 500 million people using it.
Well, it could be that. At the same time, though, I've seen these holes, these little news holes, and they're just, you know, we're waiting for the ad, and we're waiting for this, and Zynga is, I do play the Mafia Wars.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never played one of the games.
Yeah, my cousins got me involved, and then nephews, and so then, you know, I start playing along with them.
No, I've used Facebook mostly. It became the advertising platform for Norman Knight.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when I started doing that, and you couple that with regular broadcasts, and today we went over the 12,725 mark.
Mm-hmm.
The next goal is 15,000.
Jeez.
I'm trying to figure out some way to monetize this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, you practically have to take the pay Norm at Night.
Yeah.
I mean, the pay thing from Blog Talk Radio.
Well, yeah, that's another issue, because clearly Blog Talk Radio needs to make a profit. Now, they do have ads all over the place here. But, you know, you're the vehicle here.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna guarantee 12,000 viewers or readers or listeners. So, you know, that's worth something.
Yeah, and most of those listeners are downloads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. So they... Well, they have to get on to download, so they're going to see ads somewhere. Now, are there in your down? There aren't any advertisements, or isn't there one in the very beginning when they download your show?
Usually.
Yeah, so there is an ad.
But that's not mine.
Right. But there's an ad.
Hey, somebody out there, join us here in this discussion. Somebody who's seen the movie, give us a call. 347-945-6713. Give us your opinions about it. Lots of people I know have seen it. My wife wouldn't go to see it. She's not interested in it. That kind of disappointed me. You finally want to go to a movie and you pick one that got bad reviews, and who cares about Facebook? Well, you care about it. You're on it every time I look around.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, they just look at it as a service and really don't care how
it's Well, one interesting you know. Thing about Facebook, it's the first service you have to use your real name on.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
No. I'm linked to you. Am I using my correct name?
Not through Facebook.
No, of course not.
Actually, you are.
No, I'm not.
In Facebook.
Not on Facebook. No, I'm not at all. I did, and the volume of spam was horrible. And I could tell what was going on. I mean, it was nothing but data collection, data mining. So I went and changed my last name, and it went right through. And I also set up an email account specifically for the Facebook account. So all that spam, you know, all goes there. And it's enormous. I mean, you know, there must be 50, 60 spams running through there every day, even with it's a Yahoo account, and even with the filter, you know. So it's just a spam magnet. I mean, you don't want to use your real name, and you don't, you know, none of that.
Well,
I use a fake name, and then I just tell people who I really am. Well, I'm linked to you now. You know that. Or do you? Maybe you don't know that.
Maybe I don't. Who are you?
Okay, I'll send you some stuff later on, maybe tonight.
Okay, because, you know, if I don't recognize a name, I don't friend anybody.
Yeah, but see, I sent you a friend request, and it had a message, and it said, "This is Carl, blah, 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 blah."
Well, then I probably clicked.
And you
accepted. And then
it.
I reached the point where I said, I don't care who you are. I just want you getting the Norm Matt Knight announcement every Tuesday before the show starts, and
well,
everybody does.
Now, I don't have it open, but can I post on your wall? Is that open?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I'll go find out. I think I can. because when you had your
birthday, post on my wall, you have to be my friend.
Right. Well, I did send you a happy birthday message.
Oh, I got. Oh God.
There were a lot of them.
Literally
so,
hundreds of them.
Yeah. So,
I didn't know what to do with them all. I got tired of opening them. But thank you, everybody out there. A happy birthday. Oh, and before I forget, in case you're listening out at the Blackthorn, for getting us that table upstairs, I promised you a shout-out on Norm at Night, and here it is. Shout-out to the Blackthorn out there in Paris, Virginia, or near Paris, actually. It's just before you get to Paris.
Yeah.
And so that there's a commercial. Yes, sirree.
Okay.
We got Skype going today in school again. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be careful because I get a lot of school listeners nowadays.
Oh, yeah, with the class.
And I can't throw stones when I live in a glass house.
Okay. I guess we should keep some control on that.
Come on out there. Somebody give Carl and me a call. 347-945-6713. What do you think about Facebook? What do you think about Mark Zuckerman? What do you think about the days when you had to use an email address that had your real name to be on Facebook? That's why Facebook's not a creeper paradise.
As far as I know, anybody can set up an account with a fake identity and the whole
world. You got to have a real email address.
That's all. But, you know, I make up the name. Joe Blow from Kokomo.
Yeah, but then nobody
and
can find
I
you.
But they don't. There was a time when they used to, I think maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, where they would filter out names that seemed fraudulent. Like I said, Joe Blow from Kokomo. Well, they would reject that outright. But now that's not there. It's not there anymore. You can do anything, you know.
Yeah, but the whole purpose of Facebook is defeated if you are not who you are.
Yeah, but it isn't like that now.
But it is.
If
you're not who you say you are, you can't friend anybody.
Yes, you can.
No.
Trust me. Look. And this is where I'll go with Zynga. Many of the game players have multiple accounts, and I mean a lot of them, because there was a time when you could set up a whole bunch of multiple accounts, and they would all play, and you would acquire, you know, virtual items in the games, and then sell them. And they would sell them through PayPal or whatever.
Yeah, but they didn't
there was a whole black market
Facebook.
Going on.
No, but that's massively multiplayer online gaming. It's a whole different.
Yes, it is. But you need to have multiple Facebook accounts to access Zynga. So you had people with like 50 accounts, 100 accounts, playing them all simultaneously to acquire all this virtual, you know, weapons and vehicles and things to play the game.
I've never heard about that happening inside of Facebook. That happens in all the big, massively multiplayer online games.
Right, right. And it was, you know, it's, now Zynga has taken steps to prevent that, you know, because they want to sell this shit. They don't want, you know, somebody else selling it. So Zynga has slowed down the game Because the other thing, they don't like people having scripts and doing all these automated tasks, because they want you to hang around and do things slowly so that you get the benefit of all their pop-ups and all that sort of thing. But,
Let me see. Go ahead. I'm going to go look in the chat room while you talk.
Okay.
Hey, guest 4717.
Oh,
welcome to Norman Knight.
Oh, there's
what do you have to tell us about your Facebook experience?
Yeah.
Give it to me in the chat room. I'll relate it to the listeners out there. And officially 12,725 new listeners.
Yeah. Oh, remember last week's conversation?
Yes, about Crystal Beach.
I think a brain cell kicked in. Clinker.
Yes, that's what she lived
that
across
the street.
That
was the name. Remember, we couldn't think of who.
Right,
you're
the
thinking
big
of the Mad Dogs and said, who's, you know, because we knew the
stairs.
And
yes,
this,
yes.
Yeah,
the big girl.
Oh, she was wonderful. She had a great attitude.
I have pictures of her, actually.
Oh,
years.
She was fun to party with.
I guess 4717 decided this wasn't for him. He just left.
Oh.
Or her.
Yeah.
Well,
because we either called it Clink or Clinker, whichever, you know, but...
it was both, yeah.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and it took, like, days later. I mean, I think it was Friday.
I didn't think until you just, you know, it had completely left my mind. As soon as you said it, all these neurons reconnected.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how memory works, you know. So for me, it was like something hit somewhere. I saw something on television, and bing, that was it. I mean, you know, maybe I saw Hogan's Heroes.
It seemed like after Colonel Clint.
Yeah, exactly. So
she was definitely the leader of the pack over there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then that little girl, her name was Patty.
Yes.
And then there were the twin sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember their name. I think one of them was Patty, too.
Ooh.
But what was the other one?
Yeah,
That was a long time ago.
It'll take me another week.
You know, it's really interesting. This Blog Talk Radio screen keeps repainting itself, but only the switchboard. I don't really understand.
Oh, okay. Because if you're, I have the computer on with the sound muted, and they have this thing, Today's Picks, and it keeps shuffling through all the shows, you know. Oh,
oh,
look at Eric Roberts. Good God.
Who's Eric Roberts?
Oh, actor, New York. Do you remember the... what the hell was called the? I'm trying to think. What was it? The Pope of New York City or the Pope of Greenwich Village?
I don't know.
It was the one with Mickey O'Rourke, where they rob the mafia, and they get caught.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember,
help you. He's most of the time he plays a wise guy. You know, he's been in a lot of mafia type movies, and he's always a wise guy, and he's always getting in trouble. You know, so, but he's funny. I enjoy his acting.
While we're into the last 5 minutes, folks, if you want to chime in on this Facebook discussion or any of the leadership stuff we did earlier, 347-945-6713 is the number.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and any of you... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to...
Anybody out? Anybody in the... Plains, Virginia area around the 4th of November, we're putting on a production of Macbeth, and yours truly's playing King Duncan.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, okay, well then.
I'm kind of excited by that. Mm-hmm. What bloody man art thou? It seems he can report by his condition the revolt, the new state.
Mm.
That's the opening line of that's my opening line.
Yeah, so then you got to wait to get killed. Now, aren't there a few scenes where you play a ghost?
No, not Macbeth.
Oh, I thought Duncan.
Hamlet's father was the ghost.
Oh, I'm mixing up. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm mixing the two of them.
Yeah, Macbeth, man, he's whipped and his wife rules the roost.
Yeah. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand.
I'm trying to figure out what all these little green telephone icons are.
Oh, okay.
At first I thought they were Skype phones, but
mm-hmm.
Are you on Skype?
No, landline. I'm an old person. This is what we do. We have landlines. I have a newspaper subscription, you know.
Really? I was just, you know, speaking of that, I was just at a yearbook newspaper conference yesterday. And it's absolutely incredible the way these people are trying to hang on.
Oh, with like yearbooks and such? Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, these days, you could probably create a PDF. You know, let everybody do whatever they want to do. You know, use Quark or PageMaker, whatever you want to use. Or take your web pages and turn them into PDFs. All the photos you want, and give everybody the file. And if they want to print it, let them print it, you know.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine what a yearbook must cost these days.
Oh, they're $50 or $60.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, go with the PDF.
That's insane.
Yeah. I would just let the kids put the whole thing together online, networking, whatever, you know.
I brought these people in
mm-hmm.
to talk about putting our yearbook online.
Yeah.
You would have thought I committed a mortal sin.
Oh,
the yearbook lady went crazy.
Right.
Because Jocelyn gives her all this stuff to teach the yearbook company with.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think textbook publishers are much the same. You know, I mean, that's a total racket. I mean, I'm sorry. There's no other way to describe it.
Oh, textbooks are pathetic. We'll talk about that next week. We're in the final minute here. And just remember, when you call Norm at night, there's no call screener. You connect right with, I see you. Sometimes I'm not so good with that. You connect right with the big guy, the fat left-hander, the purveyor of popular culture and American politics,
ooh,
a Yankee in Virginia's court.
Oh, you got to get that in your description. That sounds good.
Hey, all right, I will. But anyway, we're in the last 30 here, so I'm going to just take us out with a little, I can't, maybe the last time I ever do Bad Habits, and I'm going out with it. I'll see you next week. Thanks for the call. All you listeners out there, come on and join the conversation. I know it's fun to hear me and the guy from California yapping about old times, current events, and all that stuff, but it'd be a whole lot more interesting if you were here with us. So, remember, develop a bad habit. Call Norm at night every Tuesday. Until then, this is Norm saying goodbye.